The 34th Ryder Cup, the transatlantic grudge match of men's golf, began today at the Belfry Club in Sutton Coldfield, England. Tiger Woods and the rest of the American team got off to a slow start this morning, then rallied this afternoon, but they still trail their European opponents 4.5 to 3.5 in match play. This is golf with a different scoring system and a different attitude than what we're used to. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is the Wall Street Journal's Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, let's start with some basics. What exactly is the Ryder Cup and how is it contested?
Well, it began in 1927 when a British seed merchant named Samuel Ryder offered a solid gold trophy to the winner of a match between pros from the United States and Great Britain. And the format's a little bit unusual for the non-golfer. It's match play. The better score wins each hole. Whichever side wins more of the 18 holes wins the match. And ties count as a half a point. Today and tomorrow are two-on-two matches. On Sunday, you've got 12 one-on-one singles matches. At the end, you just add up the total number of points from the 28 matches. If they're tied at 14 each, the previous winner, in this case the United States, retains the cup.
The U.S. has dominated this tournament over the years. It's won 24 of 33 Ryder Cups overall, but in recent years, it's been pretty close.
It has, and part of the reason for that is that match play is so different. The U.S. routinely has higher ranked players than the Europeans do. This year, 5 of the top 10 players in the world are American, and they're on the U.S. team compared to just 2 Europeans. But in match play, ranking doesn't matter. In a regular tournament, whoever's got the fewest strokes over 4 days is the winner. In match play, every hole counts, so you're always starting fresh. You have to look at it historically. Jack Nicklaus lost twice in the Ryder Cup in 1975 to a guy named Brian Barnes, and that was the year that Jack won the PGA and the Masters. Tiger Woods has won just 3 of 12 Ryder Cup matches. He lost both today.
It's curious, isn't it? The Ryder Cup is just the latest of a bunch of international sporting competitions in recent weeks. Unfortunately, the U.S. hasn't fared so well.
Well, the U.S. men haven't. In tennis, the Americans were eliminated by France in the semifinals of the Davis Cup. In basketball, the NBA players, who once were known as the Dream Team, finished 6th in the World Basketball Championships. The American women have done better. They won their basketball championship this week, beating Russia in the finals. And the U.S. women golfers won the Solheim Cup, which is made of Waterford crystal, not gold.
Not many people watch the basketball championships, and the Davis Cup loss was buried in the sports pages. Have these international championships lost their luster?
Well, I think they have. You have to consider that our sports culture is just saturated with events, so it's tough to get fans' attention. On the player side, money rules. It's tough for athletes to work up enthusiasm to play for pride or country anymore. There was some truth in what Tiger Woods said last weekend. He said he had 1 million reasons to want to win the American Express World Golf Tournament that was played last weekend more than the Ryder Cup. And then you throw in the lack of sporting enemies that like the ones we used to have, the Soviet Union particularly. And you can understand, I think, why international events outside of the Olympics don't seem terribly important anymore.
1 million reasons, that is $1 million.
That is it.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, John.
The Wall Street Journal's Stefan Fatsis joins us each Friday to talk sports and the business of sports.